Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Working our way back to you on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off this week, but she went to Montana, right? Or Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Colorado.
Or Colorado.
You're going to name every other state.
Right. That's
visiting family in Colorado.
Family, yes, exactly. All right, so here we are. She's gone, but we're going, but we're moving in our usual direction here. Sometimes, you know what I realized? A lot of soul searching since I had the little, the TM, some people call it a TMI, TRI, whatever it is, TIA. Mm-hmm. The business about being alone in the world, are you alone or are you with somebody in some way? I have lots of support, lots of good friends, my loving family, the radio program. I think about this. If I were, you know, I was alone for a good long time. And at least as far as being on the air is concerned, and created something that I'm very proud of. But I figured out quite a while ago, if you want to, I was going okay, and I was alone. I did it alone. And I've done that in my life as well. But if you want to go farther, I have found that going together, as in this relationship with Victoria and Jennifer on the air, is much more suited the team aspects of kind of just addressing life on the air or, you know, in person. Is it sobering to understand that it's not, you know, it's important to understand yourself and to know yourself, but it's also kind of amazing what you can do when you're with somebody else that you like or that you get along with or, you know, when it kind of works, it clicks. Whether it's musically speaking, we were laughing like, was it last week about the Four Seasons and how well, you know, the groups that are, I think you can apply it anywhere, Victoria. You can apply it to music. You can apply it to an ensemble cast on a TV show. You can apply it to your life, your family. You care about your aunts and your uncles. You know, Jennifer's a great example of that. She goes way, way out of her way to take care of the people in her family that she cares about. So anyway, just sort of a tribute to doing things together. And with that in mind, Victoria is going to bring us into the virus, the latest updates on this, that. Is we could spend all day, every day, just talking about the virus. And we have, as we get started back in April and May, that's all we ever talked about. Thank heavens now there are other things that we can talk about that are much more rewarding, like the Supreme Court.
Right. Or the election or the debates or, there's lots of other fun stuff to talk about.
Right. All right. What sort of virus things have we got cooking?
Well, there's a new study that is was just published on Friday in the medical journal, The Lancet, which is pretty much one of the most highly respected journals. Yeah,
they had their head handed to them when they did a thing against hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, they did. They apparently, and that study was a couple months ago. They had posted... They had published some things without actually fact-checking, and then they had to retract all of it. But, yeah, they definitely took a hit for that one. Their new study that is about the coronavirus shows that fewer than 1 in 10 Americans have shown signs of past infection or have had antibodies. Essentially what that means is we are nowhere near what a lot of doctors and epidemiologists have referred to as herd immunity. You have to get to at least like 70% of the population having already had the virus in order to actually hit herd immunity. And so only 1 in 10 Americans having it. We're nowhere near it. So a lot of they found that this the coronavirus antibodies that they've been studying, it doesn't indicate exactly how many Americans might be immune to the virus because not every infected individual develops antibodies. But based on who does have antibodies and who hasn't, it looks like very few people. We're nowhere near the herd immunity. And one of the epidemiologists who's working on this from the State University of New York at Albany says, quote, "We're still in the middle of the fight. We're all tired. We're all hoping for a vaccine. But this shows us that it's not over here, and it's not even by a long shot." So this is just yet another reminder to, you know, stay vigilant. Keep the masks on and stay socially distanced when you're in public, and that's kind of the only way we're really going to be able to squash this. There are some promising treatments. Remdesivir seems to be doing really well. High doses of zinc and vitamin C have also been helping.
Very good.
Hydroxychloroquine in certain cases has anecdotally from doctors' reports has actually worked well for certain patients. There are, more and more vaccine trials that are happening. We're in phase three with Johnson & Johnson. I think Moderna has one that's getting kind of close. So eventually next spring, there probably will be next spring or next summer is kind of where the CDC and the FDA are saying, in terms of going into your doctor's office and getting a vaccine, having it be available to everyone, we're looking at probably next summer. They're going to do frontline workers first. They're going to do teachers, kids in school, things like that. There's just going to be kind of a hierarchy of who's going to get the vaccine first. But, it's a reminder, now that we're heading into some colder weather, that's really where we're going to be tested. People are going to be eating indoors at restaurants. Kids are going to be in school. Teachers are not going to want to open up the window. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's a teacher in a school in northern New Jersey, and she said for right now everything seems to be fine and they're working well with the new system, but she said, I don't know what's going to happen when it's January or when it's December or even November when we get a first frost. How many people want to sit with the windows open all day in school? So, there are a lot of unknowns still with this virus and how we're going to respond to it. But 9% of all adults, U.S. adults, having the virus is definitely not herd immunity.
No. The governor of Virginia has found out that he and his wife have the virus. His name is Ralph Northam. Wife's name is Pamela. Notified that a staff member in the House had tested positive, and they got tested, and they found they had it as well. They don't really have any symptoms. Well, the governor doesn't. His wife has mild symptoms. Kind of what Jennifer went through, I think, don't you?
I would classify hers as more than mild. She had a rough time. Yeah. She lost taste and smell. And this is, I'm not saying anything that she hasn't already said on the air, but she lost taste and smell. She had a horrible migraine that she couldn't get rid of. The headache is a common symptom with it. She just felt completely wiped out. She had, she had no energy. She had total brain fog, which is another common symptom. But to lose taste and smell, she said she stuck her nose in a bottle of bleach because she was so freaked out that she couldn't smell anything and she couldn't even smell the bleach. So, it's no joke. And I've known a few people now who have recovered from it, and they've all seemed to have the high fever, the hallucinations at night when they were sleeping. And it's not something that anybody, that I certainly don't want to get it. And it's not something that I've heard anybody say, oh, it wasn't that bad. It seems like everyone kind of has a pretty horrific story with it.
Well, it's something we're going to have to deal with. And the question comes on what will happen if through this winter with the regular flu season and this thing making it a double whammy, does that make it twice as vulnerable? Interesting question. We haven't had a good answer from either of our doctors, Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Both of them say that there is probably going to be more of a problem, but what's the end result of that? You don't know to get there, probably as much as anything else. 14 after the hour in a moment, the water in Texas, should you drink it? Those of you who are listening to our 6 or 7 stations in Texas and others who are going there, perhaps you'll hold on to your hats for this one, or your cup after these words.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33. Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side. That's best exemplified by this warning from Victoria, who's looking into the water situation and what could happen if you are exposed.
Residents of 8 cities in Texas have been alerted that a brain-eating amoeba was found in a southeast Texas water supply, leading one of the towns to issue a disaster declaration. This comes from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They issued a water advisory to residents served by the Brazosport Water Authority and warning customers not to use any water due to the presence of this brain-eating amoeba. And this warning came out late Friday night. And so now the CDC is involved in this. The brain-eating amoeba is commonly found in soil, warm lakes, rivers, and hot springs, but it can also be found in poorly maintained or unchlorinated pools in any type of warm water discharge that comes from industrial plants. So the Do Not Use Water Advisory was issued for residents of Lake Jackson, Freeport, Angleton, Brazoria, Richwood, Oyster Creek, Clute, and Rosenberg, Texas, as well as the Dow Chemical Plant in Freeport.
Is this the kind of thing where water in a standing, like lakes and streams, if it doesn't have an outlet, is it likely?
And it's also the temperature. So if it's warm water, then yes, this amoeba, it can thrive in that environment.
But you were talking about pools as well. It could be in a pool.
Yep, in a swimming pool. If it's unchlorinated or if it's not properly balanced, if you have to balance out
pH.
The chlorine.
Yeah.
Yep. So if that's not properly balanced and it's warm, then yes, it can grow there too.
The thing that I would advise for people to do, it's the easy way out is to have chlorine, but it's actually not really good for you. There's a diatomaceous earth filter that costs a little bit more money, but it is much, most of the, if you are in the big pools and the Y, for example, has the diet, because chlorine, first of all, it's horrible in the air. If you go into a place that's enclosed with a huge pool, you know, you can always smell an indoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But the diatomaceous earth thing is much better. The clip of the day today, a focus on Mike Tyson talking about why he's going to vote for the first time this year. You can listen to that at djvshow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I knew we'd get into Christmas, just like some of the other radio programs and radio stations. Here's Carrie Underwood. She has made an announcement over the weekend of her Christmas special, which is going to be on HBO Max, new holiday special streaming only on that service. Program will follow the release of her first Christmas album, My Gift. That came down on Friday. In the holiday program, Carrie, who is a newly crowned ACM Holiday Entertainer of the Year, appears with an orchestra and a choir to sing a bunch of holiday standards, traditional, contemporary, and there's some original material also from My Gift that will be in this holiday special, produced by Tom Hanks for Playtone in conjunction with Underwood for her manager. It's interesting that, you know, where Playtone came from, Victoria, right?
I don't know anything about that.
Do you remember the movie that Tom Hanks had with the rockers? It was a...
That Thing You Do. Oh, yeah, That Thing You Do. I just actually saw that for the first time not long ago. It was cute.
Yeah, Playtone was a record company.
Oh, okay.
He kept that, yeah. Carrie says, the journal of writing and recording this album started last year when I finished my tour, and we could have never anticipated the circumstances we'd be in this year. The new album follows her release of Cry Pretty from a couple of years ago. It's also going to be available, by the way, in vinyl form at the end of October. Included in her album, her renditions of O Come All Ye Faithful, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and O Holy Night. Underwood's son Isaiah Fisher makes a guest appearance on her update of Little Drummer Boy. John Legend appears on the Leonard Cohen classic Hallelujah, which is a different kind of Hallelujah. I love the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah. Do you know that? You do. You've heard
probably,
it.
Probably, yeah.
Know it, yeah. If you, most anybody who has connected to life has heard the Hallelujah chorus at some point in time or another. One of my favorite fabulous pieces of music. All right, 25 and change after the hour. The music portion of this hour of the DJV program, every hour, we devote some time, at this time in each hour, to music, past, present, and sometimes future. Now, this is the past into the present. Fluke Holland, who is the drummer for Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins, the Tennessee Three. He started back with them back in the dark ages, passed away over the weekend at the age of 85. He was dubbed the father of the drums by Johnny Cash. Died at his home in Jackson, Tennessee. Despite his presence on some of Sun Records' most essential recordings and his decades-long tenure alongside Perkins and Cash, Holland wasn't a drummer by trade. He happened to frequent the same Memphis taverns where Perkins and his band played, and he was recruited to tap along with the rhythm on a bass guitar. Go back to 1954, Perkins told Holland to get a drum set. He said, I had never played the drums before. Carl asked me to borrow a drum set and come play with him. And that's where it started in the Sun studio sessions. My nickname, Fluke, that's because everything I ever did seemed to be a fluke. During his tenure with Perkins, which included the recording of rockabilly classics like Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, Matchbox, boy, those are classics. Holland served as a drummer during the famed Million Dollar Quartet sessions at Sun with the Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis. Holland would also spend 5 decades on the road or wherever Cash was. Played on I Walk the Line, Orange Blossom Special, Folsom Prison, you know, name it. He was the drummer. And the drum, listen to this, the drum had such an impact, so important.
I don't know when
for these songs.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Holland remained Cash's drummer in both the studio and the stage until he passed away in 2003. So, the story of Fluke Holland being retold here at 28 after the hour.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
A SIM swap scam, or SIM splitting, SIM jacking, or SIM hijacking, is an increasingly common type of smartphone fraud, where scammers are using two-factor authentication, a text message sent to your phone, in order to defraud you. We asked cybersecurity expert Tony Anscombe about SIM swapping.
In your phone, you have a SIM card, but unfortunately, cyber criminals have clicked on that they can go into a phone shop or contact your carrier and ask for a new SIM card, and there's very little verification that the phone companies do. They put that in a new device and suddenly your phone becomes deactivated.
So what can you do about it?
Don't think of your phone as a phone anymore. Think about all the identity verification you do through your phone. Your SMS messages from your bank, you can reset all your online passwords through your phone. It's actually an identity verifier.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cologne, Kentucky detective facing charges related to the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor pled not guilty. Brett Hankinson's plea comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbors. He could face up to 5 years in prison on each count. The grand jury declined to charge Hankinson or the other two undercover narcotics officers who opened fire inside Taylor's house with her shooting. The decision not to charge the officers has set off even more protests in Louisville and across the country. President Donald Trump took to the Rose Garden on the eve of his first debate with Joe Biden to reiterate an announcement from last month of a federal plan to distribute millions of rapid coronavirus diagnostic tests. A shipment of 6.5 million tests is expected to go out this week as part of the $760 million contract the administration announced last month. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're taking supplements to try to fight the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci has his words on that, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the Coronavirus Task Force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside.
Military suicides have increased by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. While the data is incomplete and the causes of suicide are complex, Army and Air Force officials say they believe the pandemic is adding to the stress of an already strained force. And senior Army leaders who say they've seen about a 30% jump in active duty suicide so far this year said they're looking at shortening combat deployments. Such a move would be part of a broader effort to make the well-being of soldiers and their families the Army's top priority, overtaking combat readiness and weapons modernization. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How much of your day is actually yours? You think about that, 34 half the hour, always conscious of time on the radio. I think one of the things back in the day, and I'm not a name dropper, but I remember when Limbaugh and I were first getting started doing syndicated programs, we used to compare notes for a couple of years. One of the things that we agreed upon, one of the things that made us good at what we were doing, was that we had both been disc jockeys. We had been conscious, you know, the old time and temp stuff and keeping the momentum going. You got to keep the noise, if you will, keep the energy up, keep the noise coming, yabba-dabba-doo. And so when I think about what I want you to know at this time of day, many people want to be conscious of what time it is. And I remember when I first started doing this, Victoria Keelan is here. This is the DJV show, by the way. Jennifer's off this week. One of the first things I remember as I started 32, actually, you know what, next week, 1988 will be the beginning of the 33rd year of me doing a syndicated morning program.
Wow.
And one of the things that we used to talk, people call, say, why don't you tell me what the time is? Because people didn't know. At that time, there wasn't much syndicated radio. It was all local. So they tell you that it was 35 past 7, or it was 25 before 8, or whatever it was. But when I would say it's 34 past the hour, 35 past the hour, whatever it is, it was invariable. People at the beginning, first 4 or 5 months especially, what time is it really? That's what I'd hear. Can't you tell us what... what really? What? Come on, what time is it? And I'd try to explain that I was talking to people all over the country, and now talking to people all over the world, and it's like it's 34 past the hour, but what hour is it? Could be any of the 24 hours where people are actually listening. So it's kind of, it's fun to have people relate to, you know, that reality. And I just remember hearing all those stories and thinking about, you know, that's sort of the yesterday in radio because there's so much syndicated product now. And most of the time, the hosts don't give the time at all, which I think is a complete disservice because that's kind of one of the reasons, at least maybe the old timers, the reason they're listening to the radio is because they want to know what time it is. If they're in a fog in the morning getting out of bed or something, okay, what time is it? Am I going to be late for work? That was always that was in our minds when we were, you know, that was the agenda, if you
this
will.
This was before watches and cell phones existed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and,
right?
And clocks in the car.
Back in the early days, yes, right. The very early days of radio. One of the things that I love to do, we have been transfixed on nasty, negative, horrible stuff for so long. I was looking around, excuse me, saw a couple of things. The award that's given every year, the Good Neighbor Awards that are given, the story of a couple of them here. One of them is about a fellow who saw his neighbor's front yard on fire and was getting close to the house, so he ran over, turned on the hose, and put the fire out. No, he hit the doorbell to see if anybody was home, and there wasn't anybody home. So he took it upon himself. His quick action saved the house, because the house would have burned down had he not gone over to save his neighbor's house. So I thought that was a good story. I don't even remember where it was. I was trying to find, I don't know. But then there's the story of a sanitation worker who goes up to the home of an elderly woman who can't get her trash out to the road, and instead he goes up to the house and takes her trash can out and empties it. I mean, little things like that. Story of an 11-year-old kid who found a wallet and had $2 cash in it, a lot of credit cards and stuff. He saw the address, and so it was in the next town. He got on his bike, and he rode to the town to the address. 11 years old, knocked on the front door.
Aww.
To give the... You know, I mean, I think those these things happen all the time. And I think we just need to acknowledge them more, frankly. There's a kind of sweet story about Joe Montana, who is not, you remember him from football days. He did some, this is a TMZ report. You saw this yesterday, right?
Well, it's trending on CNN, so it's everywhere now. So this story, of course, NFL legend Joe Montana, he and his wife confronted a woman who was trying to kidnap their grandchild. Yeah. And this happened over the weekend. Her name is Sadsi Dalzell, she entered into their home in Malibu and took their 9-month-old
into Montana's home.
Yes, into Montana and his Joe and his wife's home.
No.
His wife's name's Jennifer. And so this woman somehow broke into their home in Malibu and took their 9-month-old grandchild from the playpen. And I guess Joe Montana walked into the room and saw this woman standing there holding his grandchild. And so they tried to talk the woman, you know, I guess to de-escalate the situation. And the woman wasn't having any of it. And I guess she started to look like she was going to flee with the grandchild. And so Joe Montana tackled her. And football came in handy. He tackled her, and then his wife was able to get the child back from this woman. And the police said that, thankfully, no one was injured, but this woman fled from Montana's house to a nearby house in Malibu, where she was later taken into custody by the sheriff's deputies.
She's
facing charges of kidnapping and burglary.
What kind of person does that?
I don't know.
You got to be deranged. You got to be something wrong with you. Wrong with you.
So yeah. I don't know if she knew that it was Joe Montana's house and that she was going to maybe hold the kid for ransom. But Joe Montana tweeted to everyone on Sunday afternoon. He said, thank you to everyone who's reached out. It was a scary situation, but thankful that everybody is doing well. We appreciate respect for our privacy at this time because this was, you know, It's a horrible incident. But, yeah, I guess it did break on TMZ because I think the police report, they monitor all that stuff. But, yeah, it's what a scary situation. Can you imagine? Nine-month-old baby stolen from your house?
My grandson, right. What would happen under that circumstance? We can all put ourselves in that position. Speaking of my grandson, he's decided he's decided he wants to be
a comedian.
A comedian of sorts. So at five and a half, excuse me for a second.
Yeah, he's 5.5 years old. Is he in kindergarten now? Did he start kindergarten?
Yep. Yeah. Started kindergarten. And so he has discovered there's a book apparently his mother exposed him to that's full of jokes that are appropriate for his age. So he called me and he said, Gramps.
Why did a cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
His voice cracks me up. He is so funny.
He is just something else.
But the thing is behind the scenes here. How well does your grandson know you? Because he has managed to fit your two favorite things in one joke: cows and movie theaters. So that to me is what gets me about this whole joke. It's so perfect for you.
He may have had some prompting from his mother.
I'm sure he delivered it well.
He wanted. Yeah. All right. So Phil. Just one more time. This is my grandson, Miles, with his first known attempt at a joke for his grandfather.
Why did a cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
That's so cute.
Oh, my God. He's a character, in fact. And doesn't that make it all, you know, look at all the other stuff that's going on in the world. Who gives a rat's butt? All I want is to make sure that my son lives a good, happy, my grandson, my son as well, a good, happy, and healthy life. We always have a counter. I noticed in a report that was released over the weekend, the number of children who are in child labor around the world. It's still something that is atrocious. India, Kenya, places in Asia, and sub-Saharan Africa. It just is, it's something that there's a surge in this. When you think about, in various places, school, literacy, children's health, that kind of stuff, it's all put in the back burner because, in these areas anyway, because they're just trying to keep the children, you know, many families, they can't provide for their children. So somebody comes along and says, I'll give you $30 for your child. They take it because the people promise to give them food and supposedly take care of them, and then they go into these mines and places. It's unspeakable and unthinkable at this period in our lives, in this planet, that this sort of thing is a reality. But you see these children that are sold into sex slavery all the time from China, from Vietnam, from Cambodia, from these places. They are, and the fact that people, you know, they bring them here, they bring them to Europe. That people would actually buy. That's what they do. You know, we talk about slavery and how awful and how we want, you know, there are some people who want reparations for racial slavery, but there's all kinds of other stuff that's been going on, and one wonders, how do we mitigate that? How do we deal with it? How do we affect the changes that are necessary to wipe this out? To me, this is the incredible part. And I'm so happy that we live in a country where even though this kind of stuff does go on here and there, that we have the ability to raise, as I am listening to my grandson and paying attention to him, what comes out of all that attention and love that he gets from his parents and from me and his uncle and the people around him is that it gives him, I think, a pretty good start in life. 45 after the hour, in a moment, a blockage. And I'll tell you how this is this is not good for America, in my estimation, having to do with China. But I'll get you the details after this.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Why does a cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
He dropped another one on me.
He cracks himself up, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. He had another one last night. Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the moon. All right, so a federal judge, has halted the Trump administration's order to block new downloads of TikTok.
Yeah.
The Chinese government wins and the American government loses. How in the hell do we justify that?
This we knew going in that this was going to be a huge legal problem because this violates, and the reason the judge said that has nothing to do with China. It's a violation of free speech, basically. So it's First Amendment rights of the users.
You think we have the same rights in China? You think if the Chinese said we're going to block Microsoft?
All their apps
Microsoft.
Are totally censored.
Yeah. So, I mean,
But we're not China, so that's why the judge is upholding that First Amendment right.
10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour, we're all here singing in unison the Money Pit. It's like it was an anthem here, the Money Pit theme song from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's been on the air now since almost, 1932, I think, wasn't it? I was trying to find your birthday.
No, Tom, listen, just a tad more than 20 years, my friend.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are into our 33rd year next week of the morning program here. And you've been, since you've been around, you've been an important part. I think I met you early on.
You did.
In your career to become a big-time broadcaster. So here he is, the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He's got a podcast. It's fabulous. You can subscribe to that and their newsletter at moneypit.com. And we use the time here to go over some of the questions from our listeners who want to tap into Tom's knowledge. David, listening in Salt Lake City, Utah, is moving into a new home. Discovered some gorgeous hardwood under the old carpet. That is something that happens. Why in the world, you ask yourself, right? Why do you cover up a beautiful floor with that crap? Not only does it look like you know what, but it also is bad for you.
Well, back in those days, you know, they didn't know carpet could be bad for you. And, of course, that was the popular, classy thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess having beautiful hardwood floor was a peasantry or something. I don't know.
It must be. So it's all. But his problem is he got all those staples and the nails and stuff. So how does he fix that?
Well, I mean, for the most part, Doug, that carpet makes a heck of a drop cloth for all those years, you know, and it really protects those hardwood floors. In terms of the staples and the rust marks, of course, that happens when you put down the padding and then the tackless, which holds the wall-to-wall carpeting in place. When you pull all that stuff up, there's a couple of ways to go on this. If you wanted to sand it and refinish it, I don't think that you need to do a regular deep sanding of that, like, and have the floor sanding companies come in with the big heavy belt sanders. You can rent a floor buffer, at a home center, or they have sanding machines that just use screens, and they just take the upper sort of crust off of that floor, and then you can refinish it. And those rust marks will go away. Now, the holes from the tackless, there's really not too many of them. You may find that they're not that noticeable, and you might just ignore them after the sanding is done, but you can always just fill in those holes, and you'll be amazed with how much how beautiful it will look.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Speaking of that, you want a beautiful lawn at the Money Pit podcast, episode 2035, you can believe there are that many of them, is a focus on do-it-yourself lawn care. I saw that and I asked Tom about watering some trees and shrubs that we've transplanted here on the farm. And you had, why don't you, maybe this is for people, because this is transplant time. This is a great time of year. So what do you advise for people who are transplanting bushes and trees and stuff?
Well, I mean, generally, if you're putting in new landscaping, you don't really need fertilizer at that point because you could burn out those roots. But there is a product that I like, which is a planting gel. It's like these little white plastic beads, and you put them in with the soil. And what happens is it's called TerraSorb, T-E-R-A-S-O-R-B. It absorbs the water and then helps keep the plant moist when the season gets very, very hot. And I think that a lot of landscaping was damaged this past summer because we had some really, really hot months.
Yeah,
products like
drought.
That, I think, are good to help prevent that.
So could I dig a little hole around where we've planted them and put that stuff in, and would that help?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. Also, you have a tip on getting driveways ready for who? No, don't say it. No. Oh, no. No. So what do we have to do for the next season?
Well, listen, if you've got an asphalt driveway, now's the time to get that good to go. So you should be looking for all the cracks that are in those driveways and seal them up with an asphalt sealer. It comes in a caulk tube. It's easy to use. And then the asphalt sealing compounds today that you put across the surface, you know, those are all latex-based today, so they're easy to use, and they're really easy to clean up. You can just take your time and put a coating on, because before the winter, you want to get this done, because today, you know, we've got salt, we've got the liquid de-icers, and all of those products are corrosive to driveways. So a good time to take care of that.
Eat up everything. Imagine what they do to your car. All right, so those sorts of tips at the Money Pit e-newsletter. You can sign up for that at moneypit.com along with the podcast. Here's Mason in Tennessee. Power washed his pressure treated pine fence. Does he need to stain it again?
Yeah, you do. I'm sure it looks great right now when you get all that moss and mildew and algae off. But no, you do need to stain it because even if you got down to sort of a fresh layer of wood, it's going to oxidize quickly. So what I would recommend is a solid color staining. A lot of folks are afraid to put solid color on, Doug. They think it's like paint. It's not. You do see the grain through it, but with solid color, you've got more pigment in it, and it lasts a heck of a lot longer.
All right. There's the advice from Mr. Money Pit, Tom Kreitler, co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com. It's 59 after the hour here on the DJ.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.